Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 18th, Missions Monday. Yesterday in our worship service, we gave Bibles to 3K, first grade, fourth grade, and seventh grade. And the mission of our church is to help our children learn to love God. And one of the ways they do that is by loving God's Word. In the concert that Sandra McCracken did on Friday night, we talked about Psalm 119 a little bit. And one of the lines in her song on that psalm says, "Lord, turn my eyes away from worthless things." And that's my prayer for our children today. We're in the books of Acts, Isaiah, and Psalms in this reading plan. We'll start with Isaiah. We're in chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. This section of Isaiah is about judgment and hope for Jerusalem. Then we'll move into the book of Acts, and then, as is our normal practice, we'll read from the Psalms. But first, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 20 in the New Living Translation. "Listen to the Lord, you leaders of Sodom. Listen to the law of our God, people of Gomorrah. What makes you think I want all your sacrifices, says the Lord? I am sick of your burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fattened cattle. I get no pleasure from the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to worship me, who asks you to parade through my courts with all your ceremony? Stop bringing me your meaningless gifts. The incense of your offering disgusts me. As for your celebrations of the new moon and the Sabbath, and your special days for fasting, they are all sinful and false. I want no more of your pious meetings. I hate your new moon celebrations and your annual festivals. They are a burden to me. I cannot stand them. When you lift up your hands in prayer, I will not look. Though you offer many prayers, I will not listen, for your hands are covered with the blood of innocent victims. Wash yourselves and be clean. Get your sin out of my sight. Give up your evil ways. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the cause of orphans. Fight for the rights of widows. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, you will be devoured by the sword of your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken." In this passage, the Lord does not want the people to bring meaningless sacrifices, sacrifices that are just ritual, not a heartfelt desire for change. And so he says to them, "I hate your new moon celebrations and your festivals. They are a burden to me." Oh Lord, I pray that verse 15 would never be true of us. "When you lift up your hands in prayer, I will not look. Though you offer many prayers, I will not listen. For your hands are covered with the blood of innocent victims." Lord, help us to confess our sins before you and to seek you in your righteousness. And then finally, at the end of that passage, did you notice some of the language that is in a lot of our hymnody? "Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as snow." It made me think about the song, "Jesus Paid It All, All to Him I Owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow." So even back in the book of Isaiah, we are hearing hints of the Lord to come and prophecies of the great Messiah. Let's move over to the book of Acts, where we'll be reading verses 6 through 11 of chapter 1. This book is called Acts of the Apostles, but it could be named Acts of Jesus and Jesus' Spirit, because that is the thread that runs throughout this book. In the book of Acts, we're going to see Jesus ascend to the Father in glory, and this is reminiscent of Daniel chapter 7. I looked back at that passage, and I just wanted to read for you what it says about the Son of Man being enthroned beside the Ancient of Days. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And so here in the book of Acts, we're seeing this begin to play out, that Jesus's kingdom is coming. The Bible Project video boils it down to this one statement. Acts is about Jesus leading his people by the Spirit to go out into the world and invite all the nations to live under his reign. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could see him no longer. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." And now from the Psalms, Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I think about the wonderful gift that forgiveness of sins is that we find in Jesus Christ. Though our sins are red like crimson, he makes them as white as snow. Today, let us be praying for Micaiah as she starts her venture to Texas with her husband for their new ministry there. And so to end today, I want to have her sing one more song for us. It's "Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus." And that is the tie that binds all of these scriptures. And it is the thought that should compel us to be like the first apostles, to take the good news of Jesus into the world. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you on this day for your blessing of the Bible. And we pray over the kids who received a Bible yesterday that it would be a great gift to them. It would show them your love and your mercy. It would reveal to them who you are, your character from A to Z. We thank you, Lord, for their lives. And we pray, Lord, that they and their families would get excited about learning more about the Bible, the books of the Bible, the details of the different passages, but most of all, the story of Jesus that is woven from beginning to end, and the story of our forgiveness in him. Though our sins were like crimson, they are now white as snow. As my brothers and sisters begin another work week, I pray your strength, your patience, your watch care upon them. And I thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Holy Spirit, which abides with us, is teaching us about your word, is comforting us, and is sending us out Oh Lord, your love is so deep for us, and we thank you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me, underneath me, all around me is the curse.